Hello everyone, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I am your host, Jerry. And how's everyone doing on the second day of Christmas? I know Christmas is not a holiday in Taiwan, and everybody still has to work or go to school on that day. But you know, it has become more and more common these days to, you know, kind of celebrate Christmas a little bit, like buying presents for your children or just gather around with your friends and family, like that kind of stuff. So I wonder if you guys did anything special, you know, maybe leave a comment below on what you did for Christmas. Anyway, for today's pronunciation challenge, we have a video from the YouTuber Anna Kana. And basically her videos are like her observation on life and like our common experience about things and those, you know, little subtle reactions you have about certain things. And today's video is about honesty. Well, the title is Honesty Isn't an Excuse to Be an Asshole. And I personally find that quite true because, you know, sometimes when your friends say something rude or like offensive, and they will say like, hey, I'm just being honest, you know, but I don't think that's a defense for or an excuse for you to be rude. Because, you know, like in Chinese, you'll say, ah, 我就是直腸子啊,我講話就是很直. But, you know, you can be straightforward, but you still need to be polite. So this video is actually quite, I can quite relate to this video. And yeah, take a look if you have the time. And now I'm gonna read today's pronunciation challenge. And vice versa, if people are being honest with me, I would hope that it comes from a place of love. Like someone's telling me that I'm probably dating someone abusive, or that I may be becoming an alcoholic. So that is today's pronunciation challenge. Now let's look at the vocabularies. So our first vocabulary is vice versa. Vice versa. Vice versa 的意思就是 翻成中文的话就是反之亦然。 这个字看起来就不太像英文嘛， 我猜应该我印象中好像是从拉丁文过来的。 那的意思就是反之亦然嘛。 所以像例如我们 你就可以说 I can translate English to Chinese and vice versa， 就是我可以把英文翻成中文， 然后反之亦然， 也就是说我也可以把中文翻成英文。 那么我们可以看到vice versa 前面有个vice， 那么vice在英文中也有自己的意思， 也就是在某一个职称前面加上vice的话呢， 也就是副什么什么的意思。 像最常见的就是在president 前面加上vice， 就是vice president， 也是我们的副总统。 那么如果你有常常看一些美国白宫政治剧的话， 你可以常常他们有时候说vice president 会直接简称成VP。 So yeah, that's short for vice president. And another word that's similar to versa is verse. 那么verse呢， 就是我们唱歌里面歌曲的主歌， 像我们你知道， 现在选秀节目很夯嘛， 他们评审都会说主歌啊副歌。 那我们主歌的英文呢， 就是verse。 那么副歌呢， 就是chorus， 也就是一直重复的那段旋律， 我们就会叫它chorus。 那么接下来第二个单字呢， 则是abusive。 Abusive 是个形容词。 那么像我们今天挑战中的dating someone abusive， 意思就是在跟一个有暴力倾向的人约会。 所以你也可以造句子，像是说 It took her a lot of courage to leave her abusive husband， 就是她很有勇气的离开了她具有暴力倾向的老公。 那么abusive的名词或者是动词形态呢， 就是abuse。 Abuse， 那么abuse 其实有两种意思， 第一个就是真的在指暴力的行为， 像是physical abuse 就是真的是你有去揍人 或者是打架之类的abuse。 那如果发生在家里， 就是所谓的家暴呢， 我们在英文中会说 domestic violence。 domestic的意思 可以当作国内的， 例如 domestic flight 就是国内的一趟航班， 一趟飞机这样， 就是用 domestic。 那 domestic 也可以指家里面的， 也就是为什么 domestic violence 会翻译作家暴，也就是家庭里面的暴力。但是 abuse 也不一定是这种实质的暴力嘛，你也可以说 verbal abuse。所以 verbal abuse 就是指言语上的暴力，例如言语霸凌啊，或者是你一直用言语辱骂之类的，也可以说是 verbal abuse。那除了这种暴力行为之外呢， abuse 也可以当作滥用的意思，像是滥用药物、滥用酒精，我们就可以说 drug or alcohol abuse。那么除了实体的东西可以 abuse 之外呢，还有另外一个东西可以滥用吗？就是最常听到就是滥用你的职权。那么滥用职权在英文中就会说 abuse of power， 也就是滥用你的力量、你的权力、你的职权嘛。那么如果你们有在 follow 我们的 Instagram 或者是我们的 Facebook 的话，你可以知道我们有一个每日一句嘛。那我们之前就有一句就有用到 abuse 的这个用法，我觉得还蛮好笑的。他是说 Everyone has the right to be stupid, but you are abusing the privilege。 中文翻译呢就是每个人都有权耍笨，但你正在滥用权力。我是觉得蛮幽默的啊。总之有兴趣的话可以 follow 我们的 Instagram 跟 Facebook。 那最后一个单字的话呢就是 alcoholic。 alcoholic 在这边是当作名词来使用，就是说酗酒的人的意思。像结合前一个单字 abuse 的话，你就可以说Alcoholic is someone who abuses alcohol， 也就是酗酒的人就是 someone who 就是有酗酒的人，这翻成中文有点怪。但是 alcoholic 除了当名词之外呢，它当形容词也可以指说含有酒精的，像是饮料之类的东西。你可以说 Is this drink alcoholic? I'm pregnant, so I want to make sure， 就是这个饮料含有酒精吗？因为我怀孕了，所以我想要确定一下。那我们可以看到 alcoholic 其实是从 alcohol 来的嘛，那么 alcohol 加上它后面那个字尾 holic 就会变成热爱前面那个字根 的人。那最常见的另外还有 shopaholic 就是购物狂。如果你们有看过那个什么购物狂的异想世界的话，它的英文的片名就是 Confessions of a Shopaholic， 也就是一个购物狂的忏悔或是告诫的意思。那另外还有个词叫做 workaholic 也就是从 work 来的嘛，也就是热爱工作的人，或是我们说的工作狂。那么这个以上就是今天的三个单字啦，分别是 vice versa, abusive, and alcoholic. Now I'm gonna read today's pronunciation challenge again. And vice versa, if people are being honest with me, I would hope that it comes from a place of love.Like someone's telling me that I'm probably dating someone abusive or that I may be becoming an alcoholic. So that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Don't forget to leave your comments and recordings down below. And I hope you enjoyed today's video because it's quite hilarious, to be honest. And it's also sending a message that I think most people can relate to. So that's about it for today. Have a good day, and I will see you next week. Bye.